Hello, this is Director of Organic Culture Training and Endoscopy Report on Stephanie Bowie, date of birth 8/16/1988, date of procedure March 6, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goltradio. Referring physician is Dr. Amanda Nadeau. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, comma, abnormal CAT scan, comma, change in bowel habits with diarrhea, comma, family history of colon cancer. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of a single lesion, such as minor relax, minor to the patient, period, the patient is about to mask, she placed in left lateral position, procedures for anesthesia, service amount of anesthesia care, period, while lubricating the video, gaseous into the softest and advanced and direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, or extra flexors, obtained at the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, portal, withdrawal, the scope period, patient tolerated the procedure well. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period, of the rectal exam was normal, period, well lubricated on this video, colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is aimed for the presence of a pincer or facility cecal valve and complex of folds, period, terminal ileum was intubated in a valve, period, careful exam was made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the colon, hepatic pressure, transcolon, spinal flexure, decentral, and sigmoid colon, the rectum, period, which reflects the obtained in the rectum, period, Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 6, 2-2-2 with a fair prep, period. Patients had procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable, period. The Z line was regular at 36 centimeters from bite block, period. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema worse in the antrum. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum body separately for histology and throughout H. pylori. Next time, there was evidence of 3 diminutive gastric body polyps removed in total with cold biopsy colpectomy. Next time, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to G2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line. Boston bowel prep score was 6, 2-2-2, graded as a fair prep. Comma, the right side required a significant amount of lavage and suctioning to reveal the underlying mucosa, period. The terminal ileum was unremarkable in the last 5 centimeters. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the TI for further evaluation to rule out any underlying cause for diarrhea, including inflammatory bowel disease, period. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon separately for further evaluation and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was diminutive sigmoid colon polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. This was diminutive in size and sessile, period. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy at 5 years pending path. Next line. Given that the abnormality on the CAT scan focuses on the small intestine, would recommend further evaluation with imaging like CT enterography, period. Next line, follow-up and office is previously scheduled.